Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's 100% no doubt about that. You know, it was the whole purpose of, you know, I know it was a whole rush to, you know, move on and do all these other different things. But you talk about a great human. You talk about a guy you know can play. A guy that you got a lot of belief in. Got us to a 6-3 record last year. And we'll be asked to call. He'll be called upon again.
You say that before or after the joke?
I don't know. That is also, man. He's got to say the positive stuff, and he's a very positive guy, and I think that that does matter. But that is one way to tell the Kirk Cousins story of last year.
Yeah, man.
He led us to a 6-3 record. Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And then what? Benched.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. But that is, it is true. It is not untrue that at one point during the season last year, the Falcons had a 6-3 record and Kirk Cousins was their starting quarterback. It feels untrue given what's happened since then, but that was a moment in time. That was very fun. And then unfortunately,
the
Saints game.
Yep.
Saints game last year. Defense gives
was
up a couple
the
long
same
ones.
Time, huh?
I think it was a little earlier. Well, not that earlier because it was 6-3.
Yeah, 6-3. Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is their 11th game this week. And that was their 10th game. So yeah, no, you're right. I remember we were watching that at a watch party over kind of near you,
mm-hmm.
and my mom was there, and it was a really good time.
Was I there that time?
No, you weren't at that one.
Okay.
We watched the Vikings game at the bar near you,
yeah.
Which was, you know, also
yeah.
not a yeah, super fun
I left
one.
My phone in your car.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
I was
right.
like, Andy won't answer his phone. I'm trying to call him. Oh, he's driving, so he's not going to answer the phone.
That's I know. Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry about that. But I got you your phone the next day.
You did. And it was so great not to have a phone.
Yeah.
So great.
So kind of two birds, one
yeah,
stone.
Yeah, so great not to have a phone.
Hopefully that good early season mojo of last year can be resurrected now. And Kirk Cousins is going to be starting the rest of the season. We know that for sure. I mean, there's no question about, well, as long as he stays healthy, I guess. But he's the starter going forward as long as he's healthy.
Yes,
because Penix is out for the remainder of the year, and we found all that out
yesterday.
He threw some nice balls.
He threw some catchable balls in the game on Sunday, and we already talked about the drop by Drake and everything like that. You know, just hopefully with all the reps and all the experience that he's had, he can muster up something. He can muster up some kind of juice, Andy. They're going to be able to do a couple more things with him. I mean, we talk about being under center, play action, all those different things.
They can
do that. You're going to be able to do that a lot more with Kurt. And so hopefully that helps the offensive line more as far as, you know, Pat. I mean, the play action pass helps everybody, but it damn sure helps the offensive line because you get to fire out
right.
more. And so hopefully that's something that can, you know, generate some positive on offense, help out with the run game, things like that. And, you know, when he throws it to the guys, hopefully they catch it. Obviously, we know that Drake London is not going to play this Sunday, so somebody's going to have to step up and play. Eight's got to get his ass going. He got to get his ass going, man. I mean, he was playing so well. And then, you know, that's when – you know, we always talk about don't let an opponent beat you twice. Don't let a big drop beat you twice, man.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing about that. You know, and I will always say that it is a mental thing. It does get in your damn head when you have a big drop. It just does. And you just got to get past that crap. And he needs to get past whatever the hell's going on with him because his team needs his ass and it needs production.
Yeah.
They need his damn production.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, obviously kind of lower on the headline list of what the season has been. But yeah. Remember early, there was a lot of, hey, Pitts looks good.
He was playing
looks
well.
Engaged, looks healthy.
He was playing well.
Attacking the football.
Yes.
They're still not really kind of throwing it to him the way that we would want him to, like in the right kind of situation. But, yeah, last month or so, it kind of looks like previous years,
yes.
Kyle Pitts.
He damn sure does.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, man, be a good week to break out of that. Kirby Smart was on the Steakhouse earlier this morning. Always great to hear from the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. Great win for them last weekend against Texas. Here's what he had to say about playing in the SEC championship game.
I'm an SEC enthusiast. I look at it as, well, you didn't win the SEC. And see, it's one of the top moments of your career, of your year. I don't know. That's another one of those that we've spoiled our fans, yes, maybe, or spoiled people yeah, of, yes, like, to think that you don't want to be in that game or playing for that. I just, it's been so elusive in my career. Won two national championships, and where we didn't win the SEC. So, like, it's hard when you do that. I had Alabama where we didn't win it and then won the national, and then here we did that. I just don't – I'll never agree that it's better. Like, what about the experience you get from playing in that game, the pressure, the anxiety? Yeah, banged up, sure, but there's recovery time in there.
Yeah, we've talked about it. We know how important this game is, that game is to Kirby. It's not even a question.
No, we knew what the answer was there. The biggest thing that came out of that quote was, that's a great t-shirt.
Yes.
SEC enthusiast?
Yes.
Like, that's...
SEC enthusiast.
You know?
Yes.
Then that seemed like... Some you'll see some of those on Saturday.
Oh, you know that.
People are going to be rocking those on Saturday.
Yeah, because, you know, trademark. Hurry up and trademark
SEC
that thing, Kirby.
SEC enthusiast is a good idea for
go
a shirt.
Go trademark that, Kirby. Going to make you more money than you already make right now, man.
But I could not agree with him more.
Oh,
I mean, too. And again, I understand the fact that there's even a debate about whether or not you should want to be in it.
I'm not,
is proof of a flaw in the system, but there's a game and a championship.
Yeah.
I want my team to win
it. And the thing about it was is that how I view it the same way Kirby did. And I remember, I'm not going to say no names, when we were on the air one day and somebody said, well, it doesn't really matter anymore. I was like, yeah, Kirby. Yeah, it's like Kirby won the SEC championship. Oh, that doesn't matter. Like, I bet your effing school would have liked to win your conference championship, right?
Oh, how many SEC titles do you have?
Or Big Ten titles do you have?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Like, oh, no, was it me? Because I'm a Big Ten guy now?
No, it was not you. No, it was not
you.
Hey,
we won the last ever Pac-12 championship. One ever.
That's it. That's something.
Well, there will be another one again next
Do you have a T-shirt?
Uh-uh.
You didn't get the Washington Pac-12 T-shirt championship?
Uh-uh. You know what? I should. I still could.
Why didn't you? Oh, I would have.
I don't normally get, like, I get gear that is timeless. I don't normally get stuff that has, like, dates.
Yeah, see, I have all of them. I don't
look,
wear
if they won the national championship, I would have got a national championship.
But I've never
shirt.
Worn the Georgia National Championship t-shirt.
Oh, yeah,
okay. I've never worn it. But I have, like, that one, the long sleeves.
Yeah.
And I got all the SEC championship shirts.
Sometimes, after the national championship game, when they lost to Michigan,
mm-hmm,
you'll see, because we were in Ann Arbor that next year,
mm-hmm,
there was a lot of shirts that were like national championship game shirts.
Right.
I'm not buying that.
No.
I don't want that memory.
Nah, dog. You know,
it's
no,
a bad
nah,
memory.
Nah, you don't want that shirt.
Nah.
But let the folks over in Kenya wear those. let them wear that.
There's a lot of people over there that think that we've won a lot of titles.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. You're Washington.
No, it isn't, actually.
Yes, champion. Champion.
No, man. Incorrect Kenyans is not what I'm looking for.
Champion. Champion.
In fact, not all that matters. Brent Key has a big one on Saturday night, man. They got Pitt at home, 7 o'clock, sold out. Got to win it, obviously. Here he is talking about that.
And it's not going to kind of be full. It's not going to maybe be full. Hey, Bobby Dodd Stadium is going to be rocking on Saturday night from 7 to about 10:30 at night. It is the greatest venue in the country to be able to play a night game here at Bobby Dodd. And I cannot wait to see the people in the stadium and how loud they'll be. We're going to need them all and have that 12-man advantage.
It's going to be rocking, man, and it better be. And they need this damn win.
I mean, that
they need
that shouldn't be
that shouldn't be a problem. That place is going, the Flats is going to be crazy.
They're 9-1.
Yes.
With a chance to go to the ACC championship.
That place is going to be going
it
crazy.
Better be.
It's going to be crazy. Haynes King is going to put the team on his shoulder like he always does. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be close. Pitt's a good football team.
Yeah.
Pitt's a good football team. They were great against the run until Notre Dame ran up. They ran up against Notre Dame last Saturday.
Yeah.
And but Pitt, they did everything wrong in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The quarterback was awful. He was playing good all year long. Yep. That game, he was freaking awful.
Yeah.
Haynes King is not going to be that bad.
No. Definitely.
Yeah, Haynes is not going to be that bad.
Haynes King is going to do everything to help Georgia win that game, whereas Pitt's quarterback did everything to hurt their chances until late.
Yeah.
But I also, look, I think Notre Dame's pretty good, too. I think Notre Dame did that to Pitt a little bit.
Yes.
They also kind of had to. That was their last opportunity to make a statement as far as big win and all that. And it's interesting that Miami, who's in that debate with Notre Dame, same record and head-to-head, Miami obviously won the game. They play Pitt next week.
Yes.
So there'll be a common opponent in November as well.
That's what we're talking about before before Notre Dame game. Yeah. Pitt is, you know,
Pitt's the one.
Pitt's the one.
And they might go 0-3 in these games.
There are dudes. I tell
Certainly
you,
Georgia Tech hopes they do.
Talk about coaches and what they say. It's not a must-win game.
It was not a smart thing
to say. It was not smart. And you got your ass whipped and your players played like it was not a must-win game.
Brent Key knows that. Maybe in his opinion, Bobby Dodd is the greatest venue at night, whatever. He has to say that.
Right.
That's the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever say, yeah, you know what? I don't know. LSU at night's probably a little bit better.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's basically what Pat Narduzzi did.
We played
Narduzzi
night game.
Was like, nah, I don't know. We don't really need to win this game.
Yeah. We played a night game over there at Tech one time. It's crazy. Sure. Just like the day game was. But it was Georgia. But I think,
I'm sure it's
but
great.
No, Brent Key,
but he said the right thing because you say the right
because
thing.
Because that's Brent Key.
Yeah. Man.
That's Brent Key. He got his new contract yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, okay.
Not yet. Send it over.
What the wait now?
I don't know. Well, I think he made it pretty easy for him.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't have to give me a raise.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Which I love. I love, and that's what the fan base loves and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's why they haven't given him a contract, because he took his leverage and punted it.
Yeah, he did. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much.
What?
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all local games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
He's bringing his chipper attitude around. I just want Garrett bopping around, smiling
Garrett?
At everybody.
Oh, he got his cup.
I had to flip him the bird.
Yeah, he got his cup with the
keep
handle.
Him humble.
Yeah. You think him and Dylan toast their
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stanley's?
I do. Yeah, I think they do. I think they say to good health and prosperity.
And then,
cheers, brother.
And then suck the straw at the same time.
Come on. No. Synchronize. Nope. Can't say that. Can't say that one. We'll come back, and Hawks have a big game tonight against the Spurs. We'll talk about that and some other stuff. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.